this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Oh, yeah. Good morning. How are you? We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Monday Music Marathon. Yeah, that's going to be going all morning long here on the Joe and Alex Show. On the way, we got some Monday motivation. Get your day started off on the right note. It's good to have a little motivational stories because later on we got Murder Monday. You know, kind of balance it all out here.
That's right.
The good and the bad. Also, I don't know if it's an April Fool's joke, by the way. Today is April 1st, so
my
you know.
My favorite holiday.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
We're not allowed to celebrate it. We get emails all the time, which, well, I guess we don't have a boss, that's why. But we usually get emails saying, like, hey, don't do something on April Fool's Day.
TBH, I celebrate April Fool's Day every day. Probably 15 times a day.
Yeah, you gotta stop pranking.
You gotta stop. That's all we're asking.
We're off the air. We're off the air. Something's wrong. April Fool's. Lenny's like freaking out in Houston. He's like, what?
Sorry, Lenny, our technical producer on the new 92.1 Radio Now in Houston. Sorry he's doing that crap to you. We got those motivational stories. We got Joe's Need to Know news. Another thing, I don't know, this came out on Friday, but do you guys see what Tinder's doing?
No.
I want to talk about this. And I got to ask Alex and Liv, the ladies here, because I don't know. Apparently, like, they're calling guys out for lying about this in their profiles, and there's a new, like, process in place to stop this. I didn't realize it was a big deal. We also have to try something which will be embarrassing, the car alarm challenge this morning.
Very excited about this.
I don't know. I tried it at home, Alex, and I think I hurt myself. So I'm afraid to do it in public.
I don't know it.
Oh, you're going to learn today. Also, we've got the garbage. A lot of stuff will be coming up. Actually, your first garbage in about probably 10 minutes or so on the Joe and Alex Show. Murder Monday today, a first, Alex. What are you delving into?
Well, it's a Hollywood murder because it is the murder of Sharon Tate, the actress, and it is a cult murder. We haven't done a cult yet, and this is the Charles Manson family murder. So it's really different for us. I don't usually do cults because there's so much information and stuff. It's like hard to cover.
Well, now I'll know and if this I was hard to cover.
I had to like really shorten. I mean, something you guys don't know because you guys don't do the research for Murder Mondays, though. But like, sometimes there are cases where it's like pages and pages and pages, like hundreds of different Wikipedia pages and stuff for one case. And that's what this one was. I had to like try to pick and choose what information I was going to include just because we can't spend 5 hours on a case, but this one is just crazy. There's so many layers to it. So I tried to condense it down as much as I could.
If Alex ever like leaves the show, which will probably happen one day, Murder Monday is dead because I'm not putting that much work into anything.
It's hours that I have to spend like every Sunday doing this.
I'm tired just hearing about that. Then, how about this? At 7:50, 6:50 Central, we're qualifying you to fly away to see Marshmello. We got his residency in Vegas at Chaos Nightclub. Or is it Chaos? K-A-O-S? I should learn how to say that one.
I wouldn't know.
I'm going to think Chaos.
That would make sense, right? Like, it's Chaos.
How do you spell it?
K-A-O-S.
Oh.
But it's cool that way, like, hey, Chaos, but it's, I don't know. But anyways, you get to see, and that'll be awesome. Sunday, April 28th. So we got a lot to get to you this morning. Don't you go anywhere, because, well, we're going to keep you entertained. Liv the Web Girl, your weekend looked crazy.
Yes.
Where were you? Like, were you with family or something? I saw you eating food.
Yes, so on Friday, I went to a concert, which was the best concert I've ever been to in my entire life. I got to meet the band and not only like meet them and take pictures with them, but like actually have like conversations with them, asking them like about their songs and like where they got the ideas for it and all this kind of stuff. So literally best concert of my life. And then on Saturday and Sunday, I was with my family, me and my parents and their friends. We had a 5-course meal with wine pairings with each course at a restaurant. Downtown, and it was the best food I've ever had in my life. And then on Sunday, I celebrated my niece's second birthday. So it was a crazy, crazy weekend.
Happy birthday. Yeah. What about you, Alex? How's your weekend?
Mine was really chill. I didn't do as much as Liv. I watched a lot of movies. I finally got to watch all of the Leaving Neverland documentary on HBO.
I tried watching that and I couldn't get through it.
Like, how far did you get? Like, to
there's two parts, right?
Right. There's two parts of the movie, so it's like 4 hours total.
I think I was like an hour in. It's not that it was too much for me to handle. I just got bored. Maybe
really?
I'm bored. Honestly, I'll try giving it a go again, but I watched it. Tried to watch it last weekend.
Yeah.
I got still somebody's HBO Go login. I'm like, oh, yeah.
I absolutely thought it was fantastic. My mind was blown. There was so much that I had never heard before about Michael Jackson, and I am 100% convinced that he absolutely abused those boys. There's not a doubt in my mind. But there was that I watched. There was a few other things. I also went to the movie to go see the movie Unplanned, and I just went by myself because all my friends were like busy. I have another friend who's like dealing with some pregnancy stuff, so I didn't want her to go. She didn't want to come see that with me because it's about a woman who used to work at Planned Parenthood, and then she ended up quitting just because she ended up feeling like it wasn't, you know, right for her to work there anymore. So that movie is really interesting.
So what do you eat at a movie like that when trying to sit down there? You just popping some popcorn in your mouth or what?
I did not eat because, I mean, there's some really graphic, like, detailed scenes of abortion. So, like, I just felt like it'd be weird to eat, so I did it. But the movie was fantastic, and there's been, like, some crazy things that have happened since that movie came out. Like, Twitter tried to shut down the movie's Twitter account. Like, all these cable networks refused to play any ads, and all these different things were going on. People trying to, like, kind of hide this movie that it was coming out this last weekend, but they still were in, like, the top four for the box office.
I didn't even hear about
it. Which is just nuts. Yeah, like, they're really trying to hide that it's out, so I recommend it, though. I thought it was excellent. Whether you're pro-life or pro-choice, it's very interesting.
I had an interesting weekend. I had some ups and downs. I was Uber driving on Saturday, and I got this girl and this guy. I only gave them a 0.19 mile trip, so like 0.2 miles.
Yeah.
And they gave me a $10 tip.
Dang. That was nice.
You know why?
Why?
She gets in the car. She's like, what's your name?
Oh.
And I'm like, Garrett. She's like, do you work at a radio station? I'm like, yeah. She's like, pork chop, we love you. And we love Murder Monday. But I feel bad because I was really tired, so I don't know if I'd seem like excited to meet them, but I was. And thanks for the $10 tip. That was nice. Then yesterday, someone rated me a 3-star.
Oh, no.
I've been trying so hard to get, like, a high rating, and someone rated me for vehicle maintenance.
Well, like, your vehicle is kind of old, dude.
Ooh,
like, it looks
that's
like,
what it was?
Yeah, but, like, my car is fine.
He asked me, Porkchop and I went and grabbed something to eat last night, and he's like, hey, man, you got any double-sided tape? I'm like, no, why? He's like, oh, my roof's falling.
That might be why, dude. It makes a little clinky noise.
Oh, well, that might be kind of scary to somebody getting into your vehicle.
Oh, please.
It could be scary.
Because some cloth on the roof is falling off.
My weekend was awesome. I got to hang out with my little brother, Michael, and we actually got a cool photo up on my Instagram. I don't know if I put it on the Joe and Alex show. I might have put it there, but if not, it's on mine, Joe Pesh Radio. But we got our matching big brothers, big sisters, because they just rolled out their brand new campaign across the country with their new logo, which I think looks dope. It's like black, green, and white. The colors are awesome. Looks like a basketball team or something. I'm like, hey, can I play? So we did that. We hung out and we had a good time, and I'm excited too. He started boxing.
No way.
Yes.
Because of you?
Well, I don't know, because of me. I mean, come on, probably, right? I'm a pretty big influencer.
Does he know that you've been doing that?
Yeah, he told me, hey, guess what I'm doing? So he's doing boxing, which is good, man. That
maybe you guys can do it together then.
Yeah, but it's gonna be like a year or two now. I'm not gonna be able to talk back to him and be like, you're gonna take me to Chuck E. Cheese, or you're not gonna like what happens, Joe. So that was kind of our weekend. You can let us know how yours was. Send us a tweet at Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, I love trash. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kylie Jenner admitted in a New York Times interview that she can't say that she's a self-made billionaire. The reality star said, I can't say I've done it by myself. If they're just talking finances, technically yes, I don't have any inherited money, but I have had a lot of help and a huge platform. She also spoke out for the first time about her former BFF Jordan Woods, who moved out of the reality star's home in February after her cheating scandal with Khloe Kardashian's then-boyfriend Tristan Thompson. When she was asked by the New York Times about the drastic price slash on her brand's Jordy lip kit, which was named in Woods' honor, Jenner said she had no idea that the price had been cut in half and called an employee as soon as she found out. She said, that's just not my character. I would never do something like that. And when I saw it, I was like thrown back. She said, Jordan knows I didn't actually put it on sale. Producers at the NAACP Image Awards told comedian Chris Rock he was not allowed to make any Smollett when he was on stage, but he did it anyway. He went on to say, "What the hell was he thinking? You're Jesse from now on. You don't get the you no more in your name."
That was so funny. I saw that clip when he said that. I loved it.
He said that you was respect. You ain't getting no respect from me. Jesse was a no-show, but was nominated for Best Supporting Actor in a Drama Series for Empire, which he lost to Jesse Williams for his work in Grey's Anatomy. Smollett did get some support though when Black-ish won Outstanding Comedy Series, and one of the actors, Yara Shahidi, said, "I stand with Jesse." Miley Cyrus has been posting videos of herself looking like her Disney character, Hannah Montana. She filmed herself listening to Hannah's Best of Both Worlds, and then she kind of made a cheeky joke.
The best of both worlds, like when you take an upper and a downer at the same time. Like if you take a little Molly and smoke a joint.
Liv, what are you talking about? I was kidding. That is so funny.
Kristen Bell answered some rapid-fire questions about her marriage and cheat food.
Me on everything, him on spaghetti.
Who's the bigger romantic, you or Dax?
Dax. He's very much a romantic.
So what is your cheat food?
Pizza for sure, for sure. If I had to choose a sweet one, it would probably be any kind of chocolate chip cookie.
Coming up in less than an hour, what Kanye West did to prevent Kim from working with a certain brand.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
30 after, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Let's get things going today. A little positivity in your life, a little Monday motivation. I'll kick things off today. Purdue University in Indiana has memorialized their most inspirational fan by naming the front entrance of their football stadium in his honor. Last week, Purdue University announced that the student entrance gate at Ross-Ade Stadium is now named Tyler Trent Student Gate. Tyler, if you didn't know, is a Purdue University student who inspired others with his enthusiastic support for his favorite football team while battling a rare form of bone cancer. Tyler was diagnosed with cancer back in 2014 and ended up passing away on January 1st of this year. He fought hard and he fought for a long time. He was only 20 when he passed away at the beginning of this year. Purdue football, they took to Twitter. They said, "Tyler reminds us to inspire kindness, gratitude, faith, and passion in one another and within ourselves." So not trying to bring down with sad news, but I think it's really cool that he was such a big fan of that school and they supported him and he inspired them, that they did that in his honor. That's a really nice gesture.
So I have a story about a family recently in Nevada who had something really cool happen. Crystal Preston, who is a single mother, lives in Nevada with her three kids and three dogs, and she's been trying to make ends meet and she had no means of transportation. So she said, "At my low point, here comes my son. Everybody goes through rough patches in their life, but there's good that can come from any situation as long as somebody with a heart does it." Her oldest son, William Preston, who's 13, does yard work and housework for people in his community to make a little extra money. And being the oldest man in the house, he knew he wanted to help provide for his family. So he said, "I saw on YouTube where people get their mom a car and then surprise her with it, and I wanted to do that." He was scrolling on Facebook and saw a woman selling a 1999 white Chevrolet Metro. He said it was really cheap, so I asked her if I could trade it or earn it. And at first she said no, but after she thought about it, she said yes. So after negotiating with this lady on Facebook, his quest soon became a reality. He went home and he told his mom the news. He said, "Mom, I got you a car." And he said she didn't believe me at first. But they walk outside and sure enough, the woman selling the car was there waiting for them. She drove the two of them to her house where the car was parked, and his mom, Crystal, was stunned. She said, "I lost it. I bawled. I was just like, aww, there's no way." And then this woman gave me the keys and the paperwork. She said, "Even with a few quirks and a little work needed, the car is perfect. The fact that my kid did this, I'm proud, but as a mom, I'm supposed to be able to take care of my kids. I'm supposed to do this, not the other way around."
That is awesome right there.
Right?
What a good kid. All right, thanks, Alex. Live the web girl. What do you got?
So Tony Hawk, you guys obviously know who Tony Hawk
is. Oh, heck yeah.
Skateboarder extraordinaire.
Yes. Best skateboarder ever.
And also just like a genius businessman, so he's just like still like worth so much money. But he was just driving through California, like where he lives, this past weekend, recording himself and asking anyone he saw on a skateboard to do a kickflip. And they'd be like, "Oh, I don't know." And he'd be like, "No, come on, do it." Like, he would encourage them. And then everyone who did a kickflip, he would give them, like, a little prize. He had a bunch of stuff in his car.
That's
fun.
So
anyone who did it, he would give them a prize. And then if they stuck the kickflip, they would get a prize, and he would also give them an autographed skateboard.
Whoa.
Yeah. Talk about pressure, though. Like, I mean, there's tons of great skateboarders, but Tony Hawk is legendary. here. I'd say he's the most commonly known skateboarder. And he's like, hey, do a kickflip. Like, okay.
Well, it's funny because some of the like little kids don't know who he is at first.
Yeah.
And like, he's actually like really, really funny. He's got like a perfect personality for that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And so it's just hilarious. But
cool. Well, hey, thank you all for sharing. You can check these stories out. We'll put them up on our podcast at joeandalexshow.com. That's your Monday motivation. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Do not go anywhere. Coming up in less than an hour, here's what you got to look forward to. Of course, we'll continue a Monday Music Marathon. We've also got Murder Monday today. It's a first of many things we'll get into. Alex will explain that. And then after that, we got your chance to qualify to go see Marshmello in Vegas. Joe's Need to Know News. The March Madness Final Four has been set. On Saturday, Michigan State will play Texas Tech, while Virginia takes on Auburn. The two winners will advance to next Monday's championship game. Liv the Web Girl, next to Alex, you're our resident sports expert. How'd you feel about my Spartans beating Duke?
I thought it was absolutely crazy. I mean, it was such a good and intense game. I think there was like 15 different lead changes during the entire game. I mean, I'm just in shock, but I definitely do think there's something to be said for, you know, players that aren't just a one and done, you know, like those big freshmen that come in, star recruits. Like, there's something to be said for players that stay there for a long time. They get to know the rest of their team and they, you know, can be smart.
Who's the big star for Duke?
Zion Williamson.
Is he leaving then, that everybody thinks, after this year?
Absolutely. He'll be the number one first draft pick. This is, and here's the thing, he is the biggest NBA prospect since LeBron James.
LeBron James. All right, cool. Well, maybe he'll come to our team. That'd be nice. I asked if anybody knew about a promposal, and what would you describe a promposal as, Alex?
It's just like a creative way of asking somebody to prom.
Okay. Would you think this is a good creative way? Because it's getting a lot of negative heat. It's being called a racist promposal. It was on social media after a Mesa, Arizona teen posted the picture on Instagram. The poster in the picture read, quote, "If I was black, I'd be picking cotton, but I'm white, so I'm picking you for prom."
What an idiot.
How dumb are these kids?
I
really
don't understand.
This is real.
Like, they're on social media more than anybody else. They should know that this kind of stuff will ruin your life.
And these stories happen. It's not like this is the first person ever getting in trouble for their thing they posted online. This has been 5-10 years where you hear like, hey, be careful what you post online.
Yeah, it's just pure ignorance at this point. They think they're untouchable. They think they can say anything that it's not going to come back and bite them.
I bet you this kid knew something was going to happen. He just probably wanted his 5 seconds of fame, but he's an idiot.
Well, the girl said yes, but she kept the photo up. Only thing is she took it down, I guess, is after it started going viral. That's when she actually took the photo down because other students were doing screenshots. The public school released a statement regarding the photo. They said Mesa Public Schools and Mountain View High School do not condone the contents of the message posted on the student's personal social media account. The parents of the students involved have been notified. Could you imagine getting that call? Like, my only...
Throw the whole kid away. If that's my kid.
Oh my God. Would you just give up on him?
Yeah.
No, is that a reflection on you as a parent that your kid's that dumb?
Yeah, that's humiliating.
So just throw away the parents too,
it's
then.
It's like my biggest fear. Because like, your kid does something like that, guess what? Your parents' lives are ruined too. Guarantee their parents are in trouble at work.
Imagine like down the road, like you have a kid one day. Your kid does something like that, like Alex from the blah, blah, blah.
It affects everybody's life. Everybody.
Okay, listen up. I know you guys think that I'm always angry around here, but I don't think you fully understand what's happening. This is research, too. So, according to a new study out of Australia, having a beard actually amplifies your emotions. So when you're mad, you look furious. When you're happy, you look downright ecstatic. The researchers say it's because your beard emphasizes your jaw, which makes it easier for people to judge when you're feeling and how you're feeling. So, I know you guys think I'm always super angry. I'm just slightly agitated.
It's just the beard.
Yeah, it's not my fault. It's the beard showing off my jawline, ladies. Okay, and a few more things here today. A fashion company out of Paris, they're called Y Project. Have you, Alex, or Liv heard of them? Because you're pretty up on the fashion.
I haven't.
Okay, they just started selling women's underwear that's made out of denim, and they're called navy denim panties. They only cost $315. Are you interested?
Denim panties? No.
$315.
I can't even stand wearing jeans like they're so uncomfortable. I can't imagine jean underwear.
They look really cool. Like, I'm like, they kind of look like jeans, even though they're like, I guess they're calling them panties. But $315, that's a lot of money for $315.
That's like me being a fat guy trying to buy clothing. Like, the material's so expensive. And finally, if you didn't know, listen, we're trying to help you out. We're not going to pull a prank on you. Today's April Fool's Day, and I guess 64% of people are planning to pull a prank of some sort. Here's the top ones to watch out for. They say these are most common. They say people do stuff to kind of mess with your mind, where they might move furniture around. You're like, hey, things look different in here, which is kind of funny. We come in today, and our TV is in a different spot, but it's actually a different TV, too. But I don't think that's an April Fool's prank that's going on. But they're saying where they mess with your stuff and move it around. They're like, am I going crazy?
Yeah.
Another thing they say, scare tactics, like putting a fake spider. Ooh, Liv, it's a long day today. You know that, right?
Not here for that.
Guys, should we prank Liv?
That would scare me.
Oh, my gosh. Pork chop. Let's talk after this segment, okay? Also, they say lying pranks, like telling your significant other you're pregnant.
Don't do that.
Yeah, that's a terrible one. Prank phone calls. That's done by every radio person. Food-related pranks. I thought about doing this, but I felt bad. Like taking an Oreo cookie, swiping off the cream, and then putting toothpaste on there.
Nope.
Have you ever tried one? I tried one before. It's disgusting.
Ew, no, I would not try it.
I mean, I'd eat the whole thing to make sure that it was no Oreo,
You're supposed to eat toothpaste.
And then, Alex, the one I could see you most likely doing is making things inaccessible, kind of like from The Office where you put the stapler in the Jello.
Oh, yes.
That would totally be yours. So be safe out there. Make sure you know what's going on because, yes, today is April 1st. It is April Fool's Day. That's Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now. I was wondering, does size matter? You can let us know, 833-JOE-ALEX, but I figure I'll kick it off with Alex and Liv here on the Joe and Alex Show, seeing what they think. According to Tinder, the biggest lie that men tell on their profiles is if they're over 6 feet tall or not.
Oh, yes. Yes.
What? I mean, I haven't been on Tinder or looking 100%. For guys. That's a big lie they're saying up
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I had to always do investigative work trying to figure it out.
How would you do your investigative work, Alex?
I mean, just trying to find them on other forms of social media and stuff, and then you compare them when they're standing in pictures with their friends on how tall they probably actually are compared to what they're saying.
I didn't realize that. Wow, you are in depth. Yeah, they're saying that it's come to their attention. This is in a tweet they put out Friday. The most of the 5 foot teners out there are actually only 5 foot six.
Yep.
The charade must stop. So they've created a height verification feature where you simply input your true accurate height. You say like, hey, I'm 6 foot, with a screenshot of you standing next to a commercial building. If after the process the app deems you did not lie, the app will verify your height on the account. Tinder says that around 15% of U.S. men are over 6 feet tall, so a lot of them are not. I'm 5'11". I mean, sometimes I'm like, depending on if I go to the doctor first thing in the morning, I'm close to 6 foot, but I say I'm 5'11".
I'm telling you right now, almost every single guy on Twitter is 5'8", or Tinder is 5'8". Every single guy.
Now, does that bother you? Like,
Tinder is the short guy like place, man, on a dating app. Like, Bumble isn't that bad. There's Hinge is not that bad, but Tinder, almost every guy on there is short. I don't know what it is.
I'm 5'10" and that's what I put on apps. I don't care.
You put 6 feet?
No, I put 5'10".
I didn't realize so many guys were lying about this.
I don't know then if it's just like a straight guy thing, because most straight girls, I do feel like, say they want, like, I want 6 feet tall.
Oh. I mean, does that bother you, Liv? How tall is Jewel Daddy, your boyfriend?
I think
he's not 6 feet.
No, I think he might be maybe like 5'10", 5'11". I don't care about height. I think that girls that care about height are silly. I have guy friends that will get messaged on Tinder and be like, oh, if you're not 6 foot, like, bye. And it's like, well, that girl was ugly as poop anyway. So, like, guy should be telling you bye. Like, that. I think it's so silly. It's so stupid.
Yeah, see, it matters to me. I'm just unattracted to guys that are short. Like, I remember going out with somebody.
What's
like
short, though, by the way?
Good question.
I mean, like,
for me,
I am
considering not talking to you if you're 5'10". I mean, you've got to be, for me, 5'11 or taller.
How tall are you again?
I'm 5'4". But like, when I wear heels, which I wear heels a lot, like going out.
You're wearing hooker heels? How tall are you going?
I mean,
second floor?
I just don't want, like, I don't like that feeling. Like, it's just unattractive to me to be the same height or taller than a guy. I want a guy to be like big and be able to feel like he can protect me and that he's bigger than me. I don't know. It's
you're
just
perfectly
a thing.
Describing Joe right now.
Most
yeah, I know.
Girls,
like, when are we going to date and get this over with?
Yeah, most girls, though, that is what we're attracted to.
All right. What do you think? Are you like Liv or are you like Alex? 833 833- @JoeAlex. You can join in the conversation also on our social media. We don't care if you lie there or not. It's Twitter and Instagram @JoeAndAlexShow. Monday Music Marathon. We're still doing that right now here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Coming up, we got the garbage. After that, we'll get into Murder Monday, and then we're going to get you qualified for a flyaway to see Marshmallow in Vegas. We are talking about Tinder, and I don't know if it's an April Fool's prank or what, but they came out last week and they said, hey, we're going to start verifying height. So if you say you're a 6-foot guy, you got to put like a photo up there next to a building. And if you actually say you're 6 foot and we can determine it's true, we'll verify your height. Apparently, that's a big issue for Alex. She's like, you got to be at least, you know, 5'10 or 6 foot. I mean, if you're not that tall, how am I going to wear heels and feel protected? Ray's on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think, Ray?
Hey, no, Zeus is just as bad as Tinder. Oh, my gosh. Every guy on there is like 5'9, 5'8, 5'6. I could not believe it.
And they all lie about it.
And they do lie because I actually found a wonderful guy on Zeus. We've been dating over 6 months now, and he was 6 foot.
How tall was he?
He's about 5'11", so he's close.
Oh, my God. So you're nitpicking over an inch?
No, I'm not nitpicking. But I probably would. I might not have looked his way had he not put 6 foot on there.
Why? Why is that? Is the same reason Alex mentioned she just wants to feel like she's protected by a tall guy?
I'm 5'6 and a half, almost 5'7". So, yeah, I was actually married to a guy that was only like 2 inches taller than me. And I don't know. I guess I like somebody to look up to a little bit.
Yes.
I don't know.
What if he wore heels? Would that be okay?
Yeah, no.
I'm just trying to find options here, ladies, for your love.
We got a really interesting message on Instagram from Stephanie @JoeAndAlexShow. She said, size matters to me, but I'm 6'3".
Oh, my gosh.
She said, for me, it made me so uncomfortable because I'm so tall. It made me feel like I was manly because I was the tall one. But now I'm dating a guy that I did meet from Tinder, and he's also 6'3".
Well, that's perfect. But I mean, like, by the way, I hope you guys have like a super athlete baby that plays basketball and dominates
yeah.
the world. But, like, I'd have no problem. I'm 5'10", 5'11". Well, I'm 5'11". I'd have no problem dating a woman that's 6'3". I know it would be awkward for her because she would tower over me. But, I mean, I'm just saying, depending on the range, that might be the perfect height. Carly, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up?
Hi, yeah. I'm not dating, and I'm married. My husband is 6 foot, but I'm 5'9". And I was just thinking that, Alex, you're 5'4". You can literally date guys from, like, 5'7", you have such a wide range. When I was dating, I couldn't date anyone that wasn't at least 5'11 or taller.
Do you think it's unfair that Alex is trying to take the tall guys? She needs to stay in her zone, stay in her lane.
That's such a wide range.
Fair enough, fair enough.
All right, Alex,
you need to leave the tall guys to the tall girls.
Yeah.
Look at you trying to poach them over here.
I get it. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Trying to pick them off like a bobcat or something. Hey, Carly, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. If you couldn't get through, let us know what you think about this. Do you like the whole idea of putting that height verification on there? Twitter, it's @JoeAndAlexShow. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning to you. Monday Music Marathon rolls on here on Radio Now. On the way, we're going to get into the garbage in a few minutes. Alex, tell us everything happened with that. After that, Murder Monday. It's a first, Alex, for a couple of different things. It involves a cult, I know that.
Yep, a cult and a Hollywood murder. It's the Sharon Tate murder and the Charles Manson family cult.
Yay, what a day. And then after that, we're getting you qualified for a flyaway to go see Marshmallow in Vegas. This is impossible, I think, because I tried doing it and I couldn't. But have you guys seen online? It was on Twitter. It was going viral. It's called the Car Alarm Challenge. #CarAlarmChallenge. Have you seen this?
Yes.
Okay, here's some examples of what it actually is. All you have to do is make a noise, kind of like an alarm, like ooh, like something, you know, high pitched like that. Then you're supposed to like tap or I guess like karate chop, which is where I end up like choking myself and killing myself, your throat, and it kind of breaks up the sound. Here's some examples of people doing the car alarm challenge.
That sounds exactly like it.
If I didn't see the video of that, yeah. I would have said, oh, that's just a car alarm.
That's a car alarm.
But that also sounds like a dying seagull, too. But there's some more.
Good.
These girls are good. Oh, that hurts. That hurts. That hurts.
Whoa.
That's like a remix to Marshmello.
Yeah, that sounds like dubstep.
Put a high horn in it, make it sound better.
It's so annoying, but so interesting.
Okay, now why don't we take turns going around the room, and we can see who's the best on the Joe and Alex show of doing the car alarm
challenge. I haven't even practiced once, so I have no idea what mine's going to sound like.
Well, that's like the one thing I realized. You want to do like a straight tone. You want to be like, like you don't change it. You want to have a straight sound.
Okay.
So why don't you give it a go?
I'm going first?
Yep.
I'm nervous.
You can do this. I got faith in you. Go ahead.
All right. Did that work?
Yes.
There was a couple times it sounded good, and then a couple times it didn't.
And then it lost it?
Yeah.
All right, Pork Chop, you try it on the mic right now.
I'm like nervous to do this because my vocal cords were just injured a couple months ago, and I feel like
do
I'm
going to re-injure
them.
Do it for the show. No, actually,
hey, if you get injured at work, maybe our company will pay for it.
Yeah, would that be workman's comp? Dude, you could be like, I can't work, guys. I'm sorry. Nervous. You don't have to. If you really are worried about it, I didn't even think about that. Do you not want to hurt? I don't want to hurt you.
I mean, yeah, my vocal cords were bumped a couple months ago.
Then let's not screw
it
up.
But I could still do it.
I'll do it, then get the camera so Liv can do it too. Okay?
On the way, I could do it.
I don't want you to get hurt.
Nope.
You sound like you're a person at the club.
That's not it. That's not it.
Darn. I think Alex might win depending on what Liv has in her pocket. Here I go. I'm going to try it real quick.
No, that just sounds like a caveman.
Hold on. No. I can't do it. My beard's getting in the way. All right, Liv the Web Girl, your turn. Hop on mic. How will Liv do doing the car alarm challenge? All you're supposed to do, they say, is to make a noise with your throat, and then you kind of karate chop yourself in the throat. But be careful, because I think I just knocked the wind out of me.
Go higher pitch.
Lower pitch.
I'm out of breath.
Now you're going to have like your boyfriend beat you up. But like, that didn't that hurt?
Yeah, wasn't great.
Alex, why don't you? I think Alex is the best one. Why don't you wrap it up
let me try again.
Let us hear it again.
Okay. So you got to take your hand, you got to make the noise, and then you just got to hit yourself in the throat.
Yep, kind of a karate chop, but be careful.
All right. Too fast?
Yes. It like sounded good for a second.
And then like it totally like, oh, it broke.
That work?
You
know what it is? It's good, but you're changing the pitch of your voice. It's weird.
It's hard to do.
No, I know. It's hard to do it like this.
Yeah, that girl needs to be a voiceover actress.
I'm impressed right there. That is the Car Alarm Challenge. We'll put it up so you can see how we did right now on our Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, I love trash. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kanye West consults with wife Kim Kardashian about the brands that she promotes on her Instagram. In a new interview with the New York Times, Kim talked about what she promotes on social media, saying that she turns down more offers than she accepts. She also said that one time a fashion line that she didn't name offered her $1 million for a single post, and Kanye didn't want her to do it because he said that this company knocked his Yeezy line off. So Kim passed on the offer, and then for Mother's Day, Kanye went ahead and wrote Kim a check for $1 million himself. Kim said he wrote me a check for that amount and said thank you so much for always being supportive and not posting. Is that not like kind of relationship goals? I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one.
Well, like the relationship part of having $1 million I could give to my wife. Yeah, that'd be great.
Well, yeah, but just like I love that not only did she respect him by not working with that brand because of how he felt about it, but then like he just had that idea like, well, I'm going to pay her what that brand would have paid her. I just thought that was cool.
What's their equivalent? Like they're $1 million to like normal people.
$100
Yeah, probably. Kim also shared with the New York Times that in her living room, there's a mood board that she and Kanye constantly work on. She said it's a collection of looks they like or tweaks they want to make to Kim's cosmetic, fragrance, or accessory lines. The interview also mentioned that Kanye helped creatively direct the upcoming season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I saw this hilarious clip. I put it on my Twitter this morning at Yo Alex Raps with a Z. But Kanye is like, it's a clip from the upcoming season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And he's like, yeah, like the only reason I agreed to do this is because in the beginning of the movie, The Incredibles, they all sit down and do an interview. And, you know, in The Incredibles, the wife has a big butt. Like, It was the weirdest thing. It didn't make any sense. And I was like, I'm here for this. He's
of course
so
you
weird.
Love that stuff, the weird
stuff.
He's
so weird. Amanda Bynes will remain in rehab for her upcoming birthday. Sources say the actress will be spending her 33rd birthday, which is Wednesday, in treatment. She'll remain in treatment for several more months, giving her the best possible result after leaving. She checked herself into rehab in Los Angeles in January after suffering a setback. Rapper Nipsey Hussle was shot and killed on Sunday in Los Angeles. Two other people were injured in the shooting but survived. He was only 33 years old.
At 3:25 this afternoon, LAPD officers responded to a shooting call at a local clothing retail store. Upon their arrival, they noticed that three individuals had been shot and were suffering from gunshot wounds and transported two of those individuals to a local hospital. We have since learned that one of those individuals died of his injuries and the other one is in receiving medical treatment. We do understand that we have one male black suspect, no further description at this time. That suspect is not in custody.
It's really sad. Celebrities all over have been posting about how sad they are. Kevin Hart, Pharrell Williams, and more. Just everybody is really devastated by this. And Law & Order SVU is coming back for a record 21st season. NBC has renewed the drama, making the show the longest-running live-action primetime series in American TV history. The series will surpass the record of 20 seasons currently held by its parent show, Law & Order, and CBS's Gunsmoke. Law & Order SVU premiered in September of 1999 and has racked up 452 episodes to date.
Dang, man. I love Ice-T on there.
I do, too. I recently discovered this show, which I know is crazy. Like, I mean, I've known it's been on, but I've never watched it. And so, recently, this year, I started watching it,
I'm
and I love it.
I'm worried about you now. How are you ever going to leave the house?
I know. I do love it. It's okay. It's not my favorite crime show I've ever seen. I guess if I had to pick, I might say, like, CSI a little bit better.
But it's good. It's quick.
But
it's like
good.
30-minute episodes, right?
Yeah, it's very good. Quick. Coming up in less than an hour, was Beyonce a victim of sexual assault over the weekend by another celebrity?
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
The reason we do Murder Monday is to bring attention to Crime Stoppers. The great thing about them, they let you anonymously give out tips of any unsolved crime that might be in your area. Here's their number. You really should call if you have any tips. 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-TIPS. What are we getting into today, Alex?
We're about to time travel back to the 60s, so I hope you're ready for our first ever cult murder for Murder Monday. We're talking about the murder of Hollywood actress Sharon Tate and the Charles Manson family cult.
In a scene described by one investigator as reminiscent of a weird religious rite, five persons, including actress Sharon Tate, were found dead at the home of Miss Tate and her husband, screen director Roman Polanski. Miss Tate, who starred in Valley of the Dolls, was 8 months pregnant and was found in a bikini-type nightgown with a rope around her neck attached to the body of a man.
Sharon Tate's life had the start of a fairy tale. She was the Hollywood it girl, an actress starring on small television roles at first that quickly developed into her acting in movies, her most memorable being in the cult classic Valley of the Dolls. She was a model gracing the covers of fashion magazines, but it was all about to end as a nightmare. Sharon Tate was the talk of the town, and she was hailed as one of Hollywood's most promising newcomers. She meets and falls in love with director Roman Polanski, who directed films like horror movie Rosemary's Baby, The Pianist, and Oliver Twist. In January 1968, they get married, and a year later, Sharon finds herself pregnant with their first child. On the night of August 9th, 1969, at the age of 26 years old, Sharon is 2 weeks away from giving birth. Roman had told Sharon that he was going to be delayed in getting home to her because he was working in London on a movie. To keep her spirits up, Sharon calls some of her friends to meet her out at her favorite restaurant for dinner. And afterwards, they all go back to Sharon's house around 10:30 at night. A couple hours later, disaster strikes. But what you need to know before we get into that is that around this time, there was something sinister brewing outside of Los Angeles that no one knew about. It was the Charles Manson family cult. It was led by Charles Manson out in a desert commune. He had around 100 followers who were mostly young women from middle-class backgrounds. They'd use hallucinogenic drugs and were radicalized by Manson's hippie culture and radicalized teachings. He told his followers that he was a manifestation of Jesus and prophesied a race war between racist white people and non-racist white people. One thing that he did was he played them that song, Helter Skelter, from the Beatles, and explained to them how he thought that the Beatles had written this song specifically for him and his cult, letting them know about the race war that was coming.
Well, let's give it another listen then, why don't we? This song coming to you for Charles Manson.
Right? Clearly he was disturbed.
Oh, no doubt.
So one person who knew Manson described him as having a dynamic personality and the ability to read a person's weaknesses and play them. In late spring of 1968, Dennis Wilson from the Beach Boys picked up two hitchhiking women who happened to be a part of the Manson family cult. He brings the girls back to his house for a little bit and then they leave. The next day, Dennis Wilson comes back home after recording a session and sees a man walk out of his house and onto his own driveway.
Hello? Hi.
It's Charles Manson. Dennis asks him if he's going to hurt him, and he says, oh, I have no intent on hurting you, and he starts kissing his feet. So Dennis goes inside his own house with Manson, and then when they walk in, they discover 12 more women from Manson's cult are already in the house.
Just what?
Yeah, and Manson convinces him to let more and more women stay at the house. Soon, the amount of people living in Dennis's house with him doubles, and he ends up spending $100,000 caring for these people. That includes $21,000 spent on medical bills to cover treatment for a bunch of these girls as gonorrhea.
All right, well, we've all been there. That's not fun. You got to clear that up.
So Dennis and Manson start singing together, and they basically treat these women like they're servants and slaves. Dennis starts paying for studio time to write and record songs with Manson, and that's when Charles Manson is introduced to some other acquaintances in the music biz. He meets Terry Melcher, who's a record producer, a guy named Rudy Altobelli, who soon would own a house that would be rented to Roman Polanski and Sharon Tate. That's very important. And not long after Dennis's manager meets all these people, he's like, yeah, we're not going to do this anymore. So Dennis's manager kicks out the Manson family out of Dennis's house, and the Manson family ends up finding an old abandoned movie set in the desert that had been used for old Western films. And in order to stay there for free, the family did work around the ranch and like kept it up, and the women were instructed to have sex with the 80-year-old owner.
What is this, Playboy?
I know. It's like the Bunny Ranch or something. Then a guy named Tex Watson moves in. He was a college dropout who moved to California from Texas and had met Manson at Dennis Wilson's house. So Manson nicknames him Tex because of his deep Southern drawl. At some point, Manson invites the producer, Terry Melcher, who he had met through Dennis, over to the ranch to play him some music because he really wants this guy to, like, hire Manson and sign him and make a record with him. Mm-hmm. Because Manson has this grand idea that he's going to make an album about these race wars that he thinks are going to start up, and he thinks this record is going to change the world. But Terry pretty much shows up and then blows him off after. So things aren't moving the way that Manson wants them to, and he gets mad. He starts plotting, and Manson tells Tex Watson, you and some of the girls are going to go to Terry's house, and you're going to totally destroy everyone in it as gruesome as you can. What Manson didn't know was that Terry wasn't living in the house anymore. Sharon Tate, her unborn baby, and Roman Polanski were. And just after midnight, Tex and three of the girls in the family, named Susan, Patricia, and Linda, arrive at the mansion. Tex climbs a telephone pole near the entrance of the gate to the house, and he cuts the phone line. The three Manson family members start walking towards the house with Tex. What transpires next is one of the most gory and horrifying murders that seems like it would be in a Hollywood movie, but this actually just happened in Hollywood for real. The Manson family cult and the death of actor Sharon Tate continues next for Murder Monday on The Joe and Alex Show.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
Today, it's the Charles Manson murders. You can see photos right now. We just posted a couple up on our Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. If people go there, Alex, give us a follow. What are they going to see today?
You're going to see photos of Sharon Tate and her husband, Roman, director Roman Polanski. You're going to see pictures of Tex Watson, then and now, the three women in the cult that were recruited to help with these murders. And you're going to see photos of the crime scene, which are very, very disturbing. I'm going to warn you now, at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram. I'm about to post those in the next few minutes, so just be ready, follow us, and you will see those. And I also want to know if you like cult murders, and if you do, which other cult murder would you like me to cover? Because there's a lot out there. So we left off with four members of the Manson family cult showing up to director Roman Polanski's house, where his nine-month pregnant wife, Sharon Tate, and her friends are inside. The four Manson family members are Tex Watson, who's leading the group under direction of Charles Manson, who is not there. So a lot of people think Charles Manson actually killed these people. He did not.
He controlled everybody.
People.
Yeah.
He directed people to do it. Three young women are also there, Patricia, Linda, and Susan. Charles Manson thought that record producer Terry Melcher was living in this house, and he thought that he had blown him off because he wanted to make this album and it wasn't happening. So he sends Tex and these women there to kill him and anyone else in the house as gruesomely as possible. That's what his words were. Roman Polanski is out of town in London directing a movie, and Sharon had invited her friend and hairstylist Jay Sebring over. Roman Polanski's friend and screenwriter, who we'll call by his last name, Frykowski, because his first name is almost impossible to pronounce. I have no idea how to say it.
I've been there, yeah.
So Frykowski's girlfriend was also there, Abigail Folger. You'll find this interesting. She was the heiress to the Folger coffee fortune. Her dad had started Folger Coffee.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So Tex Watson and the girls climb an embankment to the right of the gate and enter the property. Just then, they see headlights approaching them from farther up the driveway. Tex tells the women to lie in the bushes. Tex then approaches them. Tex then steps out and orders the driver to stop. 18-year-old student Stephen Parent had been visiting the property's caretaker, William Gerritsen, who lived in the property's guest house. Tex points a .22 caliber revolver at Stephen, and Stephen begs Tex not to hurt him, claiming that he would not say anything about them being there. Tex lunges at Stephen with a knife, giving him a defensive slash wound on the palm of his wrist. On the palm of his hand and his wrist, where he severed tendons and tore the watch that Stephen was wearing off his wrists. Then Tex shoots him four times in the chest and abdomen, killing him. Tex then orders the women to help push the car further up the driveway. After searching for an open window to the main house, Tex cuts the screen of a window. Watson tells Linda to keep watch down by the gate, so she walks over to Stephen's car and waits. Tex removes the window screen and lets Susan and Patricia in through the front door. As Tex whispers to Susan, a sleeping Frykowski awakes on the living room couch. Tex kicks him in the head. When Frykowski asks him who he is and what he's doing there, Tex says, "I'm the devil, and I'm here to do the devil's business." Susan finds Sharon Tate, Abigail Folger, and Jay Sebring, and with Patricia's help, forces them all into the living room. Tex begins to tie Sharon Tate and Jay Sebring together by their necks with rope that he had brought and slings it up over one of the living room's ceiling beams. Jay Sebring starts to become hysterical out of the rough treatment that Sharon is getting, who's pregnant. Tex decides to shoot him. Then he stabs Jay, who's groaning in pain, seven times. Abigail Folger is taken momentarily back to her bedroom for her purse, and she gives the intruder $70. Frykowski's hands had been bound with a towel over on the couch. Freeing himself, Frykowski begins struggling with Susan, who stabs at his legs with the knife that she had been guarding him with. as he fights his way towards the front door and out onto the porch. Tex strikes him over the head with a gun multiple times, stabbing him repeatedly and shooting him twice. The beating is so brutal that Tex's gun, his gun's right grip breaks in the process.
Oh, that's insane.
Around this time, Linda is drawn up from the driveway by horrifying sounds that she had been hearing. She arrives outside the front door and is so freaked out by everything that she's seeing and hearing that she lies to Susan and says that someone is coming. Inside the house, Abigail Folger escapes from Patricia and flees out a bedroom door to the pool area. Patricia is chasing her. She finally catches up to her and stabs her, tackling her to the ground. Then Tex comes up and stabs Abigail 28 times. Frykowski is apparently still alive after that brutal beating on the front porch and is now scooting himself across the front lawn. Tex sees him and murders him with a final flurry of stabbings. Frykowski is stabbed a total of 51 times.
That is insane. Like,
overkill.
Yeah.
I mean, when Charles Manson told them, you better make this the most gruesome thing possible, they took it seriously.
Yeah, they didn't mess around.
In the house, Sharon pleads to be allowed to live long enough to have her baby and even offers herself as a hostage in an attempt to save the life of her unborn child. At this point, either Susan, Tex, or both kill Sharon, stabbing her 16 times. Tex later wrote that as she was being killed, Sharon cried, "Mother, mother." Not clear if she was talking about herself wanting to be a mom or wanting her own mom. Earlier, as the four family members had been heading out from the ranch, Manson had told the women to leave a sign, something witchy. So using the towel that had bound Frykowski's hands, Susan writes the word pig on the house's front door in Sharon Tate's own blood. They also write death to pigs with her blood inside the house. The killers change out of their bloody clothes and dispose of them in the hills along with their weapons. The next morning, Sharon Tate's housekeeper finds the bodies. Roman Polanski is informed of the murders and returns to Los Angeles, where police are unable to determine a motive. They're questioning him about his whereabouts and his wife and friends and all that stuff. They determine that he's innocent. And on Wednesday, August 13th, Sharon Tate is buried with her unborn son. Excuse me. Sharon Tate is buried with her unborn son, Paul Richard Polanski, in her arms. Jay Sebring's funeral takes place later the same day, and the funerals were scheduled several hours apart to allow mutual friends to attend both. Life magazine devotes a lengthy article to the murders and features photographs of the crime scenes, which you can see on Instagram at Joan Alex Show. Polanski was interviewed for the article and allowed himself to be photographed at the entrance of the house next to the front door with the word pig written in Tate's blood still visible. People were very disturbed by this, but he argued that he wanted to know who was responsible and was willing to shock the magazine's readers in the hopes that someone would come forward with information. In September of 1969, members of the Manson family are arrested on unrelated charges, eventually leading authorities to a breakthrough in the Tate case as well. Roman Polanski gives away all of his possessions after the murders, unable to bear any reminders of that period that he called the happiest he ever was in his life. He remained in Los Angeles until the killers were arrested, and after, he fled to Europe to evade criminal charges of raping a 13-year-old girl, which is a whole nother story.
Issue, yes.
Charles Manson is sentenced to death, and when the death penalty was ruled unconstitutional in 1972, he was resentenced to life with the possibility of parole. In November of 2017, Manson died from cardiac arrest resulting from respiratory failure and colon cancer, and he never had any remorse for his crimes, which, by the way, included the murders of several other people, more than just the murders that I told you about. Like, after all those people were killed, a couple other people were killed, like, the next day. Mm-hmm. So there's all these things that were going on that, like, I just don't have enough time to tell in this two little segment thing I get for Murder Monday. So if you're interested, I would encourage you to go look that up. And this Friday, April 5th, The Haunting of Sharon Tate, the movie starring Hilary Duff, will premiere on Lifetime. So set your DVRs now. And you can see pictures of Sharon Tate, Charles Manson, the three women who helped commit these murders, Tex Watson, the word pig written in blood on the Polanski's front door, and more on Instagram right now at Joan Alex Show. And let us know in the comments if you think cult murders are interesting and if you'd like me to cover any more cult murders in the future.
Wow. Thank you, Alex. That's the Charles Manson murders here on Murder Monday here on the Joan Alex Show on Radio Now.
Good morning to you. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, Monday Music Marathon. We got that going all morning for you. And right now, we've got your chance to qualify for a marshmallow flyaway to Vegas. And we got some cool qualifying prizes for you, too, just for winning today. Let's go to the phones, and we'll get some people on. Then Porkchop will explain how the game's going to go down. Let's go with Caitlin. Hey, Caitlin, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Caitlin, hey, good morning.
Hi.
Caitlin.
What up?
There we go. Cool. Hang on, Caitlin. I'm going to get somebody else to play the game with you. And that would be, looks like we got Kim. And I just lost Caitlin. I apologize, Caitlin. That sucks. Kim, you're locked in, though. Hi, Kim.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You're lucky I accidentally hung up on Caitlin. I got fat fingers. Let's see. Who else can I go to? Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Pick a listener on the show. I'm going to go with, is this Salvador?
Salvador.
That's what I said. Salvador, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, make sure you're off speakerphone. Talk to us directly on your phone. All right, Porkchop, explain how the game's going to work this morning for Kim and Salvador.
All right, first, Kim, you get to pick someone to be on your team. Do you want Joe or Alex?
I'm going to go with Alex.
All right, and then Salvador, you've got Joe. So today's a Monday.
Yeah, I know. Thanks, Porkchop.
Sometimes move kind of slow on Mondays, so we're going to do Slow-Mo Monday. I've got some marshmallow songs. And I've slowed them down. This is actually going to be between Joe and Alex. So you guys get to play. And if you need some help, you can ask your little helpers, Salvador or Kim.
Okay, now do I have to respond slow like...
You can do that, but Alex will probably respond quickly and get in there. So you're going to buzz in with your name.
Okay.
And you get 1 point for the artist and 1 point for the song title.
Okay.
And you only get a chance to steal if the other person doesn't get anything right.
Okay, so if they get part of it right, it's over.
Right.
All right, best of five.
That is correct.
Alex, are you ready?
Yep.
Here we go, song number one. Joe.
You're kidding me.
Joe.
It took you guys that long?
Hold on. Dude, yes. You edited.
That's hard.
So, no. That was so easy.
That is marshmallow, and that is happier.
I guess I should have explained the rules. I said they're all marshmallow. You got to tell me who he's with.
Oh, well, it's happier, so I'm going to get 1 point, so Alice can't do anything.
Oh, jeez. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you kidding? You guys are both kidding me right now, right?
I don't remember.
That song was huge for like a year. We only played it every hour.
What is it, Bastille? Okay, well, it's too late.
Well,
I already got it wrong.
Now.
That's fine.
Oh,
I love you. Like, he gets the game. He's like, you're so stupid.
No, that song was
huge. How are you that
That song
dumb?
Is still huge. All right, well, then this is going to be rough because it gets harder.
No, it's not. I just got it 1 point. Calm down.
Okay.
Here we go, Alex. You ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Here we go. Joe.
Yeah.
That is, oh my gosh, I know what it is too. Friends?
Yes!
Oh!
It said it right in there. She's like, F-R-I-N-D-S.
But I don't know who, oh my gosh.
I'm not gonna know who any of the artists are.
No, that's not I don't know who it is either. Who is the artist?
Well, do you wanna use your buzz? Ask your teammate?
Well, I'm already out, so Alex, if she wants to, she can, but.
Okay.
I'm moving. I'm ready to move on.
All right.
I'm saving it.
So you got your 1 point.
Yeah. So who is that?
That is Anne Marie.
Okay. I actually was going to guess that, which I thought I would have been wrong. So, Alex, no pressure, but if I get this one right,
you win.
I got a good chance of winning the game.
Well, not necessarily.
I know. I'm saying I have a good chance.
Yeah.
Because we're both sucking on naming the artist. So,
right.
Good luck to you. It's a slow-mo game, and this is our third marshmallow song. Joe. That is obviously Marshmallow and Logic Every Day for 2 points.
That is correct.
Every day, yay. Can we speed it up for you?
Yeah, I'm sucky at this game. I would not know Marshmallow songs like that easy.
So wait, I've got 4 points now.
That song's huge.
I already wouldn't know, like, normal speed. It's making it so much harder here.
Kim, do you realize if Alex doesn't get these next two for two, you're a loser.
I'm sorry,
Come on,
Kim.
Alex. Let's go.
This is pretty hard.
All right, here we go. Alex, you need this one. Salvador, consider yourself a winner already, but hang on anyways, just in case I blow it. Your fourth song is... Joe.
Oh my God, Selena Gomez is the artist, and it's Wolves. It's Wolves.
Yes, that's correct.
I've been running through. I wish we had a clip that was normal speed, but yeah.
Jello's obviously a way bigger Marshmello fan.
No, I mean, I picked some huge.
These are bangers,
songs.
Alex. These are
big
artists.
I know, but
like, I worked on the radio in Michigan, and I played this
normal
song every 50 minutes.
Yeah, so did we, but hearing them normal, I'm like, okay, I would know, but hearing them slowed down, too. It's
just to be fair, this is like normal speed for my brain, so it's a lot easier.
That's what
to
it
hear.
Is. That's just, what it is.
All right, it looks like Salvador is going to be the winner here.
Sorry.
But let's go through the last song. One. Here we go, last song. Oh, Joe, that is the new one with, well, not new, but it's Khalid. Is it Silence?
Dude, Joe, that was the hardest one.
Show me there's no point.
Man.
8-0.
I've never sucked this bad at a game.
8-0.
Alex, do you want to play this again next week?
Not with Marshmello songs. If you did Taylor Swift, I'd do a good job.
I bet you know. You know what? Hold her to those words. We'll do solo
right, just
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, randomly, no matter what we're giving away next week is Taylor.
Yeah,
let us know what
Monday.
You think of this game, too, because we're trying new stuff at Joe and Alex. So if you like the slow-mo game, or if you're like, nah,
yeah,
not so much.
Pork chop and idiot, and that was a terrible game.
Hey, Kim, we're sorry you didn't win today.
Sorry, Kim. I'm
That's
embarrassed.
Okay,
all right.
So.
Hey, Salvador, congratulations.
Tell Kim to hang on.
Thank
I might
you,
have
Joe.
Something extra.
All right, cool. Hang on, Kim. We might be able to take care of you. Salvador, shout out to you. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Happy Monday. It's a Monday music marathon. We got music for you. Keeping it going. No commercials right now. Hey, 833-JOE-ALEX is the number for this. 833-563-2539. I've seen this in several stories. That's why I bring it up. But I think it was on with Beyonce. I don't know if you mentioned this or not in the garbage, Alex. I think you did. But Omari Hardwick went for two Beyonce kisses. Like went straight on one kiss on this side, one kiss on the other
mm-hmm.
at an award show.
Yeah, I'm about to mention it in the next garbage.
Okay, so we'll talk more about that. But I've also seen other stories. There was a reporter that got kissed by a, I believe it was a boxer the other day. And it's like harassment, they're saying. What do you think about people in general? If you just met a guy, like let's say you met a client, Alex, at the station, coming like, Alex, oh, I love your show, Love Murder Monday. Kissed you on both cheeks. What do you
know.
Think about like people doing that kissing like that?
I mean, I understand that different cultures just they do that. Like, I mean, I dated someone that was Egyptian, right? And he has an uncle that would always, every single time he greeted me, kiss me multiple times on both sides of my face. I didn't find that offensive
yeah.
or feel like it was inappropriate because I understand that that's their culture and they just do that. So, like, I feel like with this Beyonce situation, if Omari's culture, I don't know anything about Omari, so I don't know. But if he's just, like, American and he was just, like, kissing her multiple times on the face, then, yeah, I would say that's probably not okay because, like, we don't really do that in American culture. But if he's from somewhere else or his family is and he grew up doing that and that's a sign of respect, then, like, I don't think that we can be mad at him.
I'm not necessarily mad, but I'm wondering, 833-JOE-ALEX, are you team kiss or no kiss? Like, for example, it's not part of my culture or my belief to necessarily it's expected to go kiss somebody. How would you feel, like, the first time I met you or even now I saw, like, Alex, good to see you.
I mean, you know who's all in the news right now is Joe Biden because he had some women that like worked with him or whatever now come out and say like he constantly kissed me inappropriately and I didn't like it. And then he had to come out and make a statement, say that was never my intention, all that. That's been in the news all weekend. And like, you know, we have tons of photos of him, though. Everyone he meets, every woman, a small child or a woman, he's always sniffing their hair and kissing them and stuff.
Well, that's what they say. Shake hands, kiss babies, right?
Is it too much now? In a Me Too era, is that too much?
Live the web, girl. What about you? Would you care if somebody came up to you and gave you like, hey, little peck?
Like on the lips or just on the cheek?
I assume the cheek. I mean, mouth to mouth is pretty serious.
Yeah, on the cheek, I don't think so. I just think it depends on who it is. And, like, the way they're doing it. If they're, like, being like, oh, hi, Olivia, like, how are you? And they just give me, like, a little, like, European kisses on each cheek. I'm not going to think anything of it. Now, if they are also touching my lower back and, like, being weird, then that's
copping
a different
a boob,
story.
Probably too much.
That's a different story. But, yeah, my boyfriend's dad, he, like, will kiss... Like, he kisses everyone, like, on, like, both cheeks.
Did you know that was going to happen the first time or whenever you met him? Or did you just kind of, like...
I don't think he did it the first time I met him, but...
But did he ask her? He's just like, Olivia,
No, I mean, he didn't ask. But
that, like, would freak me out. I'm sorry.
I also watched The Real Housewives of New York City, and I watched The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and I watched The Real Housewives of Orange County religiously, and that's how every single person on that show greets everyone.
See, that's just gross to me. I'm a germaphobe, though, but I'm team no kiss. I don't care what your belief is or what it is. I'm like, no, I'm good. We can pound it.
Yeah, but guys, people never, like, greet men like that.
If somebody came up to my wife, Lindsay, I'd be like, what are you doing? Like
that, oh, you'd be upset?
It just seems weird to me. Am I the only one here? 833-JOE-ALEX. We'll talk to you next on Radio Now. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
How do you feel about kissing somebody that you don't necessarily know, but like you're just meeting them for the first time, on the cheeks? Is that like an embrace, like a nice kind thing to do? Or would you be like, whoa, what are you doing there? Trying to peck me on the cheek. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number. 833-563-2539. Hey, good morning. My screen just went down. What's your name again? Who's this?
My name is Bria.
Hey, Bria. Thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. You got everybody on here. What did you want to say?
I was going to say that I grew up on both sides of my family. Everyone came. Cheek still to this day. I'm 30 years old, and it's a cultural thing. I think the stigma is in America is that, you know, it's stay away from me. And when I was brought up, it was open embrace, and I think that's the difference.
So is it just like I'm a white dude? Is it just like a white people thing that people don't kiss on the cheeks? Is that what it is?
I don't know. Being Puerto Rican and black, I mean, my dad's family's black, and you know, it's disrespectful not to kiss on the cheek.
Oh, really?
When I was in high school, you know, all of the Latino kids, we greet each other. Even first meeting, it's a part of the introduction.
Now, what would happen if, like, okay, Porkchop's out of the room right now. I think he is, at least. We all agree, Alex, right? He's got some stank breath.
Porkchop?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's talked about it. There's something wrong with him. Yeah. He won't go get it checked out, which drives me nuts.
It's funky. Like, what if Porkchop was your cousin? Oh, crap, he's back. And he had bad breath. Would you still kiss him on the cheeks?
I mean, yeah, no disrespect. I mean, just not try to aim close to my mouth for nose purposes.
What if their breath was being disrespectful to your nose, though?
Oh, I would totally tell them. I mean, hygiene is hygiene.
Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Porkchop, what about you? Would you be having a problem if somebody came up to you and kissed you on the cheeks? Like, not like, hey, I love you. It's just like, I'm greeting you. Because some people find that as like a term of endearment or affection.
Well, I understand cultural differences because like I'm from New Jersey and it's very diverse. And if someone of a different culture like came up to me and met me or whatever, wanted to kiss me on the cheek, I'm fine with that because I understand for them that's the norm.
I'm just a germaphobe. Like, I don't even want my wife to kiss me.
Oh.
Sorry, Lindsay. I love you.
White love trash. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Who cares about this garbage?
Beyonce fans are calling out power actor Omari Hardwick. Members with the Beehive think that he overstepped his boundaries when he kissed Beyonce not once, but twice on the cheek while embracing her and greeting her at the 2019 NAACP Image Awards on Saturday and near her husband, Jay-Z. Other fans don't think the actor did anything inappropriate. Beyonce and Jay-Z have not addressed the encounter, and Beyonce had won Entertainer of the Year at the NAACP Awards, while Jay-Z received the President's Award. Hardwick won Outstanding Actor in a Drama Series, and Power was named Outstanding Drama Series. Liam Neeson released an apology for a statement he made in February regarding his reaction to a friend being raped nearly 40 years ago. In the February interview, Neeson said that after he learned his friend had been raped, he roamed the streets waiting for, quote, some black bastard, hoping he could fight them. Since then, Neeson released the following statement. He said, "In trying to explain those feelings today, I missed the point and hurt many people at a time when language is so often weaponized and an entire community of innocent people are targeted in acts of rage. I recognize that, although the comments I made do not reflect in any way my true feelings nor me, they were hurtful and divisive. I profoundly apologize." Radiohead, Stevie Nicks, The Cure, and Janet Jackson were induced into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on Friday night. While talking with the media after being inducted, Stevie Nicks accidentally said Harry Styles used to be with NSYNC. She quickly corrected herself.
What I really loved about Harry was that when he decided to make a solo record from NSYNC, he chose to make NSYNC. One Direction. I'm never going to live that one down. One Direction.
Well, I liked One Direction, too, so...
Hi, where am I again?
That's awkward.
Thank you, Chicago!
We may finally have gotten justice for Harambe. Elon Musk, the Tesla CEO, tweeted out a SoundCloud song Saturday called R.I.P. Harambe, which sent users into a frenzy. Here's a clip.
R.I.P. Harambe, sipping on some Bombay, we on our way to heaven, amen, amen.
Is this just random or where is this coming from?
Yeah, it's just random.
He must have been high when he found it.
R.I.P. Harambe, gone too soon. That is the garbage.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Oh, yeah. It's Monday. Hey, good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You're not following us on Instagram yet? Shame on you. It's at Joe and Alex Show. You can find me, Alex, Liv the Web Girl, Pork Chop. We got our individual accounts up there. It's easy for me to say the word individual. At Joe and Alex Show. So, Alex, if you don't know much about her, she is the girl on the show that is waiting until she's married to give away her flower.
Yep.
Allegedly. I'm just kidding. So why would you, of all people, bring this question up?
Most of my friends, I've been having conversations with most of my friends lately who are married. I'm like one of the only single people in my friend group left. And I thought it was interesting. They told me that they feel like they flip more pancakes married than they ever did single. And I thought this was so interesting. So I started asking more people that I know who are single and also married, like, do you think that you had, you know, more sexy time when you were single versus when you're married? Or like, if you're going to compare the two, what do you think? And almost everyone said, I flip pancakes more as a married person than as a single person. And
I don't believe that for a second.
So I wanted to hear from single and married people, 833-JOE-ALEX. Who do you think is flipping more pancakes, single people or married people?
It has to be hands down single people. Now, are you including people that are, I guess you wouldn't. Like, if you had a boyfriend and you weren't waiting, you wouldn't be single. Or would you be technically single?
Yes.
You're not married.
No. Well,
like married and unmarried, is that what we're going with?
Yeah, I guess I was
thinking. I'm trying to understand.
I was thinking like you're dating around, like you're not tied down boyfriend or husband.
Because, okay, well, then we'll go with that then. That's fine. I think
you don't have a significant other versus do have a significant other.
I think people that don't have a significant other and they're just dating different people, going on dates, they're having way more pancake time, flipping them around, you know, putting everything everywhere than people that are married.
But see, that's what my married friends were saying. That's not true. My married friends are all saying we do it like 3-4 times a week.
What?
Yeah.
No, your friends are lying.
I ask all
There's
of them.
There's never a time when you're married to, I don't
there
even
are
have kids.
Some exceptions. There are some exceptions, but I'm telling you, almost all my friends are saying, and they've been married for a couple years now, these aren't newlyweds.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying I have way more flipping pancakes time married than single. And I was surprised because I thought for sure it would be the single people that would say that they do it more.
I'm not going to give up. There's certain things I can't talk about on the air out of respect for my wife because everybody at her job listens. But I'll tell you right now, I think when we were like dating, like his girlfriend and even fiance and like, you know, whatever, that I think we did more than we are when we're married. I think it was a lot more. It slowed down a lot since we're married.
And what do your married friends say? Are they flipping pancakes more than married people or no? Because is it you?
I don't know. I don't know if it's just me, but I think in general, like, life gets so busy and so crazy. Harris, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think?
Yeah, are you single or married?
Hey, Joe. Hey, Alex. Love your show. Long time listener.
Thank you.
I'm married, and just to put it in context, I've only been married for 2 years.
Okay.
But my wife and I, because of cultural reasons, both of us were virgins before we got married, and we met in medical school. We're both physicians, and there's a lot of flipping pancakes.
How often? Like, how many times a week?
Like, I would say minimum of 7. Every
Whoa!
Day.
Every
We make
day?
Time for it, man.
Where? I'm tired just thinking about that.
Well, see, it's like you come home from a busy day. We both work long hours. You know, we take care of people all day. You know, we don't get to see each other all day. And then you come home, you share dinner, you get dessert, you know, what have you. And, it, you know, one thing leads to another, and then... you go to sleep.
Good
right?
for you guys. Okay, so we've got one in the married column that only married way, people flip more pancakes.
Only way that would work for me is like I've seen where they put food on people like sushi. That might work. Like if I can start having dinner, they're like, all right, now that we're done with the food, we're both naked. Let's
yeah,
go.
They did that in the Sex and the City movie.
All right, thank you, Harris, for the call. Let's talk to Rye. Hey, Rye, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think? Is it married people or single people that are flipping more pancakes?
It is totally married people.
And are you married?
I am. I've been with my husband for 11 years, and I have never flipped so many pancakes.
Okay, so how? And so the last caller has been married for 2 years. They do it 7 times a week or every day, once every day. How often are you?
Same. Probably on the weekends, we throw an extra one or two in there.
That's impressive.
And we have 3 small children.
I was going to ask, you guys have kids? Because that's what I always hear, that it does slow down once you have kids, but it hasn't for you?
It does slow down a little bit, but you have to remember that at the end of the day, you still have to put that time aside for your husband and your time, whether that means put the kids to bed an hour early or whatever it is, but that time is so devoted to each other once you really, you know, develop that relationship.
Yeah.
And I think it's so important. So that's exactly what we do. We make sure that we have that extra time for each other, whether it be flipping pancakes, and 9 times out of 10, it's flipping pancakes.
Rye, how much time do you schedule? Because I have my calendar open right now. I'm gonna try to invite my wife to this event.
I don't know. We don't really schedule
5 minutes
time, but we make time.
5 minutes.
Sometimes
booked.
You might have to put a movie on for the kids and sit them in the living room.
That's hilarious.
SpongeBob SquarePants. Hey, thank you, Rye, for calling in. I am blown away right now, Alex.
So two in the married.
This is insane. Kelly's on the Joe and Alex show. Kelly, are you married or are you kind of single, just dating around?
I am in a committed relationship. We're not married, but we live together.
All right. How's the pancake flipping business?
I feel like when you're in a committed relationship, there's way more pancake making. You have the opportunity to be spontaneous. You're together all the time. But like if you're single and you're dating around, you have to meet someone and make that connection. You know, especially if you're more conservative, definitely when you're in a committed relationship, you get it more.
And how often is it for you?
Probably like 3 times a week, at least.
Okay, that's probably average. That's what I hear.
Maybe I'm just jealous. I'm proud of our Joe and Alex show listeners and the family here because you guys are lovers. I'm proud of you for being so intimate. Is this Shailene? You're on the Joe and Alex show. What's up?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. Are you married or are you kind of dating around?
No, I'm married. Me and my husband, we've been together for, this is going to make 11 years, but we've been married for 9 years. And we have 3 kids, and we get busy three to four times a week because we do find time to make time for each other.
Good for you.
Yeah, we do because it's very important because you have to remember, whatever you do before you're single, you can't do when you're married. And when you're married, and that's when you're really legal to do it how many times a week you want.
That's true.
Well, look at you breaking the law over here. No, hey, thank you for calling in. Kayla is on the Joe and Alex show. Kayla, you're single. Is that right? Okay. Now, what is yours?
So I feel like it's a lot harder for single people, especially like, I mean, on Tinder, it's all about the looks and stuff, and it's where you meet people. So it's always about like how you meet up with them and the location and whether or not you're like ugly. Like, but... You know, I've still made it work. Like, I don't ever settle for anything less than I want. But also, I love the term flipping pancakes. I've never heard that before.
Thank you. So if you had to guess, I mean, like, how often are you flipping pancakes as a single woman? Do you feel like it's only once a month or less than that?
Oh, God. Oh, my God. It's like...
A couple times a year?
Like 5 times a week. Every time I go out.
Oh, five times a week?
Wait. So you're going to a different high IHOP every day. She hops over here. She hops over there. Oh, my gosh. So, like, I hope you're using protection at least.
Well, she's right on par with our married couples.
Yeah, but not with the same person. That's why I was surprised.
Well, I mean, sometimes, like, I have my go-to, like, 3 people. You know what I mean? But.
So, like, if you do get pregnant, you're like, one of you three is probably the dad. Just throwing it out there. Hey, absolutely. Kayla, we love you. Thank you for going out there and doing your thing. Wow.
So, I don't know. For us, I mean, we didn't.
It sounds like the married people, at least on the Joe and Alex show.
Yeah.
Notice how Live the Web Girl and Porkchop have not contributed once to this conversation. Interesting. Very, very interesting.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
I'll spell it for you. D U.
M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
This one has got a shocking ending, so don't go anywhere. A 32-year-old woman named Vanessa from Virginia was just busted for embezzling more than $93,000, almost $100,000 from the construction company where she worked as a bookkeeper.
Okay,
so she
kind
of, you know, kind of had control of things. She could manipulate them, and that's exactly what she did. A lot of the money she stole went towards her wedding.
She spent, way to finesse.
She spent $25,000 for a wedding planner. Really?
Ooh.
You're going to spend that much money on somebody to plan your wedding?
Where does she live?
Well, she lives in Virginia.
Okay.
So, I mean, didn't realize you needed to have a wedding planner in Virginia. Yeah, so she did $25,000 towards that. $2,000 for a dress. I feel like that's cheap for a dress.
That's cheap.
I mean, I feel like you spend more money on your dress than a wedding planner. And $7,200 for a pre-wedding butt lift.
Oh, that's where the money went.
Smack
she didn't care about the dress.
Sideways. No, she wanted to have that booty pop in when she walked down the aisle. Now, she was caught with a credit card when the credit card company called the owner of the construction company and told them, hey, your account's going to be shut down for not paying us, so we're going to send you to collections. He looked into it. He's like, well, what are you talking about? And figured out Vanessa had been embezzling and doing some bad stuff. She's now facing charges for embezzlement in 10 different forgery counts. Here's a fun fact. The reason Vanessa even got the job at the construction company in the first place is because the previous bookkeeper was fired and charged with embezzlement.
Oh, no. Yeah, they've got some really bad karma going on there.
But I'll tell you what, though, everybody that's ran the books has really nice butts. So
they do.
That's pretty good.
Check out the dummy of the day at joanalexshow.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
You're playing Smells Like Teen Spirit to talk to your grandma?
Well, yeah, my grandma loves Nirvana, don't you, Grandma? You love Nirvana.
Oh, sure I do.
See, my grandma, I told you, my grandma's the coolest woman in the world. She is hip. She can hold a conversation with anybody. Today is April Fool's Day, so please be careful out there. People are going to pull jokes and pull pranks on you, but this is no joke. My grandma today is celebrating quite the big milestone, aren't you, you little birthday girl?
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it. I feel like I just woke up and found out I was 80.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Grandma Carol.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Hey,
I just can't believe I'm that old. It went so fast.
Joe and Grandma Carol, this is Pork Chop. You and I share something in common. Today is my half birthday.
Are you really trying to steal my grandma's thunder?
No, I'm not stealing her thunder. I said we share something in common.
Grandma Carol, I'm sorry. Pork Chop always tried. You know how people could one up each other in life? Pork Chop's that guy.
No, that's not, I didn't one up. I turned 30 and a half today. So, like, we share something in common. I'm happy.
So, you're still trying to steal my grandma's thunder that she's 80 today?
No, I was just trying to make a connection.
So, how have you been, Grandma? How's life in Ohio? I mean, what have you been up to watching the March Madness tournament, or what have you been doing?
Well, partly watching March Madness, been watching Michigan State.
Yeah, it's from Michigan.
Doing pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm. How's Ohio State doing in the tournament?
They're gone. They've been gone. I forget who knocked them out. Your mom told me, but I forget who knocked them out.
What would surprise people to know about Joe from when he was little?
You don't have to answer that, Grandma Carol. You don't have to. It's not about me. It's about you.
Oh, he was the kindest little boy that ever lived. Aww. I swear to God. Aww. He was just, I used to take him to the library on storytelling day. and they were making things, I don't know, out of leaves. I forget exactly what they were doing.
Some kind of craft.
And when we got all finished, there was this little dark-haired girl. In fact, she reminds me of Lindsay now.
Yeah.
Grown up. And she was picking all her stuff up, and oh, he had to go over. He helped her pick up everything she had. He just was so sweet.
That's very cute.
Grandma, the girls I work with don't believe that I was that kind and sweet to a girl back in the day.
Well, you didn't let me finish. So when we went down, I went down to the desk and I picked up a couple books for him. And for some reason, there was an empty shelf over there. And he just lay down on it and start kicking. And I think it was like three, maybe, or so. And hollering in the library.
Yeah, Joe, don't you know you're not supposed to be loud?
I'm sorry.
And says, you're going to have to take him out of here. And I says, well, I just wanted to check out these books to take home for him before I get. Well, I'm sorry, but you just got to take him out
of here. Oh, so Joe got kicked out.
Yeah.
And I haven't read a book since then.
He was only like maybe 3 years old.
That is so funny. Were you surprised when Joe ended up getting married, or did you ever expect him to get married one day?
Oh yeah, I expected him to get married. He's just a sweetheart. He really is.
Do you guys like Lindsay?
Yes. Oh yeah.
Okay.
We
good.
We really like Lindsay.
We're
yeah.
still trying
oh,
to decide.
I just danced my head off at their wedding. Oh,
yeah, we had to pull you off the dance floor.
Oh my gosh.
It was so fun.
Oh, I never had so much fun. It's a good thing because that was my last hurrah because I got very ill after that. Now I'm really good. I'm doing really good now.
You sound good. I mean, I can see you tearing it up on the dance floor at a club this weekend if we take you out somewhere.
Yeah, oh, darn, I wish I could. I love to dance. My husband and I always danced a lot.
Aww. So Joe told me that you are a big texter. So have you thought about doing, he told me that his grandpa passed away many, many years ago.
2001, yeah, a long time. Almost, wow, what, like 19, 20 years.
Have you thought about, now it's been a long time, you're 80, you know, a new chapter in your life. Have you thought about doing any online dating?
Are you kidding me?
People do it, Grandma Carol.
I am free of responsibility for the first time in my entire life.
Let's go, girl. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Since I was about 15 or 16 years old. Well, I started working when I think it was 13 I started work. But I just, if I want to do something, I do it. If I don't, I don't.
Good for
now,
you.
Now, with his mama here, sometimes we, you know, help each other out, and most of the time, and then just those kind of responsibilities, but I just feel like a free person for the first time in my life.
That's really awesome. That's probably a good piece of advice to get to a place where you feel like you can really be free and do what you want to do.
Yep, because, I had responsibilities since I was a young girl, you know?
Yeah, how old were you, Grandma? You're 80 now. How old were you when you had my mom, my mom, Melissa?
Melissa, I was 17.
Wow.
Yeah.
Joe said
I had four children by the time I was 23.
That's crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
No wonder my grandma was telling me and Lindsay to hurry up. She's like, come on, get
so
a baby.
On the show, Joe has talked about before how his mom, Melissa, had a lot of pet birds, but then she got rid of them. Now that Melissa's living with you, are you sad that you don't have the birds there anymore?
Am I sad that the birds aren't here anymore?
Yeah. Or are you glad that you don't have to live with them?
My grandma hated the birds.
You did? Joe did too.
Oh my God. We've got five dogs.
I'm surprised they're so quiet right now too that we're not hearing them.
Huh?
I said I'm surprised we're not hearing them barking. They're pretty quiet in the background.
Well, I've got two of them here with me. I got two. I got a black one and a white one. And the black is Peanut. And a little white one, she's a cotton picket ornery. I watched her play for a while, for a day or so, and I finally named her Pepper because she's just
spicy.
Spicy. She just is a character.
Oh my gosh, that is perfect. Well, Grandma, thank you so much for coming on. I just wanted to talk to you. I wanted our audience to hear you, Joe. This is my normal thing. I never talk on the phone properly. I said, Grandma, thank you. We just wanted you to come on today. We want to wish you a happy 80th birthday. No joke, for real. And I just want to let you know, hopefully you do know this, but thank you so much for all you've done in my life. I was pretty much raised by you and my mom, and you're such an incredible woman. I wish we could talk to you for an hour because there's so much history and so much in your life that you've done in the past 80 years. So many things for, I know, like just women's rights. Some of the stories you tell are just incredible. Some are funny. Some are sad, but they're overall just amazing. And thank you so much for all you do. I have so many memories I wish I could share with everybody of growing up, being a kid. I remember when Grandpa Charlie, my grandpa, if people didn't know this, was on the radio for 50 years, pretty much until the day he went off the air and passed away a few months later. He pretty much did it to the day he died.
You know, 2 weeks later.
Yeah, and it's just absolutely insane. And I remember like being like a little kid listening to the radio and like banging my coffee cup, like, I want coffee. And I'd have coffee with my grandpa after he came home from his show, his morning show. So, Grandma mm-hmm. Carol, thank you so much for taking care of me, my mom, my family, and everybody. We love you so much, and we hope that you get to enjoy your 80th birthday today and 80 more.
Yay!
Happy birthday!
I hope you know how very much I love you, Joe. You just mean everything to me.
Aw, thank you, Grandma. We love you so much. Thank you for coming on the Joe and Alex Show. Everybody's giving us tweets saying that they love you. So maybe we'll have to have you come back on again.
Love to you, Alex.
Aw, thank you.
What about living pork chop?
Yeah, okay. There you go.
There you go. All right. Grandma Carol, we love you so much. Happy 80th birthday here from everybody on the Joe and Alex Show. All right, we got to roll up out this mother and enjoy the rest of our Monday. I'm looking forward to seeing some kiddos today, Alex. We get to head on out with Pork Chop today and go to East Ridge Elementary School. We're going to be doing the Joe and Alex Show Book Buddies. It's pretty fun. I think we're pretty much booked up throughout the rest of the year.
Is it your idea that we're supposed to prank these kids for April Fool's Day?
Well, yeah, they're not listening, are they? No, I think it was actually Pork Chop's idea. You know, he's the prankster out of the show.
Of course. So
I'm funny.
He wants us to start reading like a dictionary and then be like, just kidding, April Fool's, and then read a normal book.
What if we just kept on reading the dictionary, though, and didn't stop?
I would even be bored. Those poor kids.
Oh, my gosh. That would be so fun. I think we should do it until like somebody's like, all right, stop. Okay, well, we got to get on out here so we can go read to those kiddos and enjoy the rest of our day. Then we get to tape our Comcast show, which is on Thursday nights at 10 o'clock. By the way, I think I found out, too, if you can't watch it, if you don't have Comcast cable and you can't watch it Thursdays at 10, I think we're going to be able to start doing it this week. Friday morning, we'll put it up on our YouTube channel.
Oh, no way.
So that way, I mean, we want you to watch it.
What's
live.
What's the YouTube channel?
It'll probably be either on the Joe and Alex Show or on the Radio Now channel, one of the two.
I thought you were going to suggest that we have a viewing party at your house and invite listeners to come over and watch it if they don't have Comcast.
They wouldn't be able to handle his spastic dogs.
Or we could use this as an opportunity, you know, go ahead and get Comcast so you can watch us, right?
Yeah, that would work too.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, hey, let's get on out of here so we can do all that. Alex, Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, myself, Joe, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.